Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3347. A couple of days ago, we did a Scoundrel Business episode talking about some recently released streaming service statistics and how that would be bad for studios in resisting the demands of writers and actors on strike. Well, we've got a Jedi Business episode today because streaming numbers came out for the Ahsoka series, and without a little bit of context, it's not easy to understand them, so I thought I'd provide some of that for you. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So one of the things at issue among many with the writers and actors strike is that they have absolutely no transparency when it comes to studios reporting on streaming service activity. The writers and actors have no clue how popular their shows are and no way to be able to translate that to what residuals should be or proper payment or, yeah, anything basically that would be useful. There's just no information coming from the studios about what happens on streaming. And as we've talked about on the podcast before, there are ways that you can sort of get at it at some level, at least. For example, Nielsen, which for the longest time was the go-to source for understanding television ratings and whatnot, they started their own top 10 list, which is now a top 20 list, of streaming service performance and top shows and whatnot. But they started that in September of 2020. So as far as us being able to track the performance of various Star Wars series, the one that we can't get a bead on is season one of The Mandalorian, because that was all completed before Nielsen started releasing data about their, you know, streaming service ideas, which are basically coming from a select set of smart televisions. So it's a really small sample size that they're then, you know, spooling up and aggregating based on statistics and actuarial stuff, you know, that sort of thing. But that's the best we can do, basically, until, well, we actually got a bit of actual insight recently. So on the official StarWars.com blog, they announced that the first episode of the Ahsoka series, Master and Apprentice, garnered 14 million views on Disney Plus. And I think this is the first time that Lucasfilm, or Disney by extension, have actually announced the performance of any particular streaming show for Star Wars. We're just going to limit the conversation to Star Wars. But what does 14 million views actually mean? So they provided a helpful little footnote in the article, and this is what it says. A view is defined as total stream time divided by runtime available. Now that's actually a useful bit of information, because we have the runtime of the first episode of the Ahsoka series. It's 57 minutes, and that's if you include all the time at the end where they show the cast for the different language versions of the Ahsoka series. So yeah, that would also give you the most conservative estimate of what the actual viewing time is. And when you throw 14 million against 57, you get 798 million minutes viewed for that first episode. Now, there's a limited amount of comparative analysis we can do right now because we only have the stats for the first episode of the Ahsoka series. And the only series or season that we've gotten where we have stats on just one episode is The Book of Boba Fett, because Andor debuted with three episodes, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series debuted with two episodes, and when you look at Mandalorian season two and season three, well, you can't really say for sure, because when season two debuts, that's nine total available episodes, and when season three debuts, it's 17 total available episodes. So really the cleanest comparison we can get is for the debut of The Book of Boba Fett. For that first episode of The Book of Boba Fett, they had 389 million minutes viewed according to Nielsen. Nielsen, and the show had a runtime, that episode had a runtime of 40 minutes, which translates to 9.73 million views. So then you just have to ask yourself, do you think that the Ahsoka series would get more or less views than the Book of Boba Fett? I kind of think it would be more, basically. So it actually makes me feel like the stats that we're getting from Nielsen are kind of in the ballpark. Like, we really were just, you know, hoping that it was relatively reasonable, but I think we actually can say that it's probably pretty close to reality. And if you wanted to compare it to either Kenobi or Andor and just look at the first week of their releases, well, the Kenobi series had 10.2 million viewers in that first week, and the Andor series, much less, they were at 5.07 million. Although I guess I should say views, not viewers, but that would be the benchmark. Views would be the benchmark by which writers and actors should be getting paid. And I would say it makes more sense to expect the Andor series to have fewer viewers in the first week than the Boba Fett series and fewer than the Kenobi series. As far as whether Kenobi or Ahsoka would beat one or the other out, I feel like that could be a dice roll, basically, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Ahsoka series win out, all things considered. We won't really be able to say for certain, though, until we get access to the full Nielsen stats for this first week of the release, and just based on the length of time it takes for Nielsen to report these things, we're probably not going to find out until the end of September how those first two episodes together of Ahsoka did. I'll add one final thing, and this is one of those you can take it for what it's worth situations. I have seen it suggested that when you are looking at multiple seasons of a series, or even, you know, season with multiple episodes, that if you look at the number of minutes that are streamed, that 80% of that, as a, you know, rough back of the napkin calculation, is attributable to the most recent episode, and 20% of the minutes viewed are for all the episodes previous to that. If you were to consider applying that to Mandalorian season 2 and 3, the Ahsoka series right now is behind where Mando 2 and 3 were performing for all of their episodes. The lowest for Mando season 2 or 3 was in the 15 million numbers if you apply that 80% rule to it. But again, we have absolutely no idea what those numbers actually are. And again, that's just one of many reasons why the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild are on strike and hoping to get better reporting from the studios about things like this, among a great many other things. So that's what I've got for you for this episode of the podcast today. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.